BBC News. A second whistleblower has come forward in the impeachment case against President Donald Trump. Lawyers said the second person was also an intelligence official and had first-hand information about the phone call during which Mr. Trump is alleged to have tried to pressure the Ukrainians into investigating Joe Biden, a possible election rival. President Trump has repeatedly rejected the original complaint. Police and medical sources in Iraq say that at least 8 people have been killed in renewed clashes between anti-government protesters and the security forces in Baghdad. It's the 6th day of violent unrest that has seen more than 100 people killed. Exit polls from Portugal suggest the governing socialists will emerge as the largest party, but they'll need to form another coalition to remain in office, as they're unlikely to win an outright majority. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told President Trump he's concerned about the failure to establish a safe zone in northern Syria. Mr. Erdogan said he was frustrated by US military and security bureaucracy. 2 opposition parties won the greatest number of votes in Kosovo's parliamentary election. The centre-left Self-Determination Party and the centre-right Democratic League are each expected to win about 25% of the vote. 2 rival parties claim to have taken the most votes in Tunisia's parliamentary elections. The moderate Islamist party Ennahda, part of the outgoing government, said it had won the ballot. Earlier, officials from the new Kalp Tunis party of the jailed media tycoon and presidential contender Nabil Karoui said it had topped the poll. There's been a big demonstration in Paris against giving more women access to state-funded fertility treatment. The protesters oppose allowing single and lesbian women to have IVF treatment. BBC News.